But they're going to send some more men home, you know.
Yeah, I know.
They're cutting down, so I would think if your time's going to be up in January, maybe you'd be home earlier.
Maybe.
Yeah, I hope so. Nanny and Puppy have gone on a vacation.
Where'd they go?
Oh, they started up in Canada, I think, Montreal. And I think then they went through there and they went down through Wisconsin. I don't know where they are now. I guess they went to see Mary Jane's mother and father, you know?
It must be a real nice car they got.
Yeah, it is. Too fast for him, though, I think, now. You'll go like the Dickens, you know?
I'll have to try it out when I get home.
Yeah. Yeah, well, David's done quite a bit of work on your car, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And everything, so.
I'll probably have to get a new one when I get home.
I don't know. You'll have a hard time getting it away from him, I think. Oh, dear, he's working all funny hours down at that gas station, you know.
Is he making good money, though?
No, he only gets, what's he get, a dollar quarter check? All they pay him is a dollar a quarter, but gee, it's better than no job at all, you know?
Yeah.
Kathy got a job babysitting for a Jewish woman over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh. And they're going to have Monday off from school. It's going to be, they've changed the holidays to come on Monday now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be for Veterans Day, I guess, isn't it, Chuck?
Huh.
Doors are going to be closed. It's 3:30 Saturday morning here. Yeah, I was talking with Mrs. Nielsen the other day, and I told her you were going to call.
Yeah.
So she called up the next day to find out if you'd called, you know. She was going to wait and tell Peter what you had to say.
Uh-huh.
And everything.
You've got to tell Pete not to go to Hong Kong or wherever he's going, or Bangkok. Tell him to go to Australia.
Yeah, well, I think his is supposed to come up in November. I think that, and he only gets 5 days.
Oh, if he goes to Australia, he'll get sick.
Oh, he will get sick?
Yeah.
How's the climate over there?
It's just like back home. The houses, everything is just like back home. The climate is, only they speak with a real English accent, you know? And the girls wear a wicked short skirt, and the guys dress real cool, you know? They got long hair, and they dress real cool.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and they're real nice people. They go out of their way to be nice to you, you know?
Yeah. Well, did you have enough money?
Yeah, I spent $400.
$400?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, that is, as long as you had a good time. Well, was the food good?
The food is beautiful and it's real cheap. Everything over there is less than in the States, but the wages are lower, too.
Oh, the wages are lower?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Steak dinner for 65 cents if you go to a regular bar, but if you go to a good restaurant, it costs you $2.95.
Is that right?
Got the works with it, though.
Yeah, it was nice. Who went with you? Any of your friends?
Yeah, this guy by the name of Sam. I forgot his last name. He's in my battalion.
Oh, yeah, he went, too. You were the only two out of the battalion that went, huh?
Yeah, we got a nice room, you know, two beds. We had a kitchen, living room, everything, you know. It was really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you must be all tired out after that long spurge.
That's why I stayed here for a few days to rest up.
Oh, I see. So you've been getting some rest, huh?
Yeah.
You sure they won't get after you for it?
Everybody takes his time, this much time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't blame you after being out there all that time, you know?
I got a lot of guys waiting to use this phone. You're not supposed to talk more than 5 minutes.
I know what they usually butt in and tell you.
We're going to have to kind of cut it short here.
Okay, he's got to say goodbye to Chuck. So write to us, Kevin, and I'll send the package tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, dear, and keep your spirits up and everything, because you haven't got much time left.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, dear, here's your father.
Okay.
Hey, hi, Kev. How much time you got?
I don't know.
What, did the operator say something?
Well, see, there's a bunch of guys, a whole room of guys waiting. You know?
Oh.
And like they say, you can't talk any more than 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay, then. Well, have a good time. We'll see you pretty soon now.
See you in a few months.
Yeah.
Say hello to everybody for me.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Yeah, see you later.
Okay.
Bye.